RMT strikes give other workers confidence we can fight and win on pay. The last 2 weeks have been a game changer as far as the trade union movement is concerned. These were the words of National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, Chair Rob Williams, when he opened its 2022 conference on Saturday, the 2nd of July. Up to 100,000 marched through the streets of London on the Trades Union Congress, TUC, demo on the 18th of June. 3 days later, 50,000 RMT members shut down the National Rail Network and London Underground. All workers are struggling to keep their heads above water during this cost of living crisis. The bosses are floating on a sea of profits and bonuses, but they tell workers we should be grateful for a 2-3% pay rise, and thankful for a job, when inflation is nearly 12% and energy prices are rising by 100%. That's why a majority of workers support the RMT strikes. Unite the Union alone has 300 disputes all over the country. And most unions have members taking action, or moving towards it. British Airways check-in staff, hospital workers, bin workers, bus workers and more. CWU has members striking in the post office, members who have just voted to strike in BT, and its Royal Mail members are balloting now. Striking barristers outside the Old Bailey applauded the RMT banner, when solidarity was given to their action. Doctors in the BMA have sent a message of support to the RMT, and are now threatening action on pay. Rob said, the strikes that have grown over the last year, and the crisis within the Tories, are giving workers confidence that it's possible to fight, to defeat the bosses and the Tories. But the surest way to do that is to bring together workers across the private and public sectors in a joint fight on pay and jobs. Organize to strike together,